the redemptive suffering of Jesus, there was nothing lacking. The only thing lacking in the sufferings of Christ is the sufferings that only you and I can carry. It's not that his was deficient, it's that our yes subjects us to difficulty. How many of you have remember the verse in Colossians, I think it's chapter 1, where Paul's writing to the church, and he says, I'm suffering to make up for what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. That verse has bothered me forever. Paul says he's going to suffer because he's going to make up for what was lacking. So let's make something clear. The redemptive suffering of Jesus, there was nothing lacking. The only thing lacking in the sufferings of Christ is the sufferings that only you and I can carry. It's not that his was deficient, it's that our yes requires, our yes subjects us to difficulty. All right. I can tell some of you haven't read 1 Peter in a while. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Pretty cool outcome. He who has suffered in the flesh ceases a lifestyle of sin. See, many people still struggle with certain sin parts of their life because they've never said a bold enough yes to God that would attract conflict and difficulty. It's the conflict and difficulty that refines the focus where sin becomes unappealing. A bold yes that attracts opposition. It's not the attempt to attract opposition. It's not at all being obnoxious so that people don't like you. It's not that. It's just being bold enough in your yes to follow Jesus. The people pick it up and they oppose you. And that journey is a part of what helps us, if we can say with Paul, makes up for what was lacking. The part that was lacking was Jesus couldn't do what I needed to do. And suddenly refines focus to where things that were once appealing no longer have appeal. Why? Because I've walked through fire. I've walked through the water. I've walked through the war. I've walked through the battle. And the things that may have been mildly attractive a year ago are no longer attractive at all. Why? Because there's been a fire. And it's nothing to glorify. It's a fact of life. Arm yourself with this mentality that says, my yes will bring opposition, and I'm okay. As I've told you many, many, many times through the years, if I don't live by the praises of men, I won't die by their criticisms. Arm yourself with the realization that an absolute yes to Jesus brings breakthrough, creates eternal friendships, partnerships, and occasion for opposition. And you don't get to pick and choose. They all come in one glorious package. That was pretty cool, huh? Why don't you stand? Let's get our team back up. I'm going to lead you in prayer, and then I'm going to turn it over to these people because they're smart. They're in charge. Jesus said in John 16, it's a portion of Scripture that has stood out to me for quite a few years, and I've actually taught on it several times too, so this will be perhaps a reminder for many of you. Jesus said, whatever you ask for in John 16 will be given to you, that your joy may be full. I know this sounds strange, but in some ways, you and I have to take responsibility to get answered prayers. Oftentimes, we pray carelessly and blame the lack of breakthrough on him. It just wasn't his will. When in fact, he was inviting us into a place with a refined focus where we're unwilling to settle for anything but the will of God. And strangely, he describes this as one of the several times in Scripture where he says, this is your access point to fullness of joy. See, I'm either going to have joy from the discipline of prayer or the breakthroughs that prayer brings. And the fullness of joy only comes from breakthrough. In other words, you were born to get answers. You were designed, we were designed to see things happen, to have the ache of God work in us where we relentlessly pray, lift up our voices to see things happen. I want you to take a moment just to put a hand on someone next to you. Grab their hand, do something. And I want you just to ask the Lord to release over them a real spirit of prayer, a real anointing for prayer, that John 16 would be fulfilled in them. And Lord, keep us from just the tokenism that often happens in prayer, but move us into the kind of prayers that Aaron did with that incense, where he stood between the living and the dead and the plague stopped. God, we want the plague to stop because we stand between the living and the dead. We stand between in that place. Pray for that mantle of prayer to come upon those around you. I want to hear you pray. I want to hear you pray out loud. Breakthroughs, Lord God. Breakthroughs. Yeah, I'm so glad that you watched this video. I do pray that it's a great, great strength and encouragement to you. And I've got a verse that really is my cry for all of us. And it's Psalms 20, it's verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. That's my prayer. That's my prayer, is that this would be the season of rich, rich fulfillment. Thanks for joining us.